so I'm going to tell a story, and it may be true. But I was in Vietnam in 1970, 1971, served in the infantry, and we were out in the jungle, the mountains, in the jungle. And so we had to carry everything with us. We were sort of like backpackers. So everything you wanted to have with you, you had to carry with you. So as rifle, ammunition, food, water, anything you wanted to sleep on. And we ate sea rations, and sea rations usually came in cans and all sorts of stuff. And my favorite food in a sea ration was called spice beef. And spice beef was a little can of meat, sort of like chili with no beans. And so when they would come out with sea rations, there'd be 12 meals in a box, and they would just sort of say, well, you get 3 meals out of that box. So you go over and just grab. So everybody wanted to get the good stuff, and then the stuff that nobody liked, well, it's just too bad because you ain't going to eat it. But so chili beef. So I would take this spice beef and put it in the bottom of the rucksack, because I wanted to save it for last because it was the best. So the food I didn't like very well, like maybe I didn't like spaghetti and meatballs, so that I would eat first, because get rid of that stuff because it ain't no good. So you'd go 2 or 3 days and you'd get down to the bottom and it's, oh man, I've been waiting for this for 3 days now, man. I eat this chili beef because it's a really good stuff. I've been waiting three days to eat it. So I took the little can out, and we have a can opener, what they call the P-38 can opener, and open that can and flip the lid off, and right square on top of that can of chili beef was a dead roach. Just the nicest little dead roach laying on his back with his feet up in the air. And I looked down there and I said, wow, man, I said, I've been carrying this can of chili beef for 3 days, and I'm opening it up and there's a roach on the top of it. What are they going to do? So we had these plastic spoons, so I took a plastic spoon and I got the roach and I flipped him over into the weeds and I ate the chili beef. And all I can add to that is it's the best can of chili beef I've ever had in my life. And you figure out how much of that story is true.